Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, we're glad that God has spared us for tonight,
And once again, the Lord has allowed two men of God that you have tuned in to hear to be together once more and again. I am Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, the founder of Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Glory, better known as Gary, Indiana, and with one of our founding members, Prophet Corey Graddick, the founder of Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. And we're going to go ahead and allow the prophet to greet you. We're very just pleased as punch to be here with you on this evening.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, indeed, we are very, very pleased to be with you on this evening. We thank God for you. I am, as he said, Prophet Corey Graddick, founder of Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries, and we just thank God for all that we have encountered, all that we have been blessed to have in our midst as far as all of the opportunities and all of the wonderful things that God has done for us. We thank God for being here in the City of Glory, better known as the City of Gary, Indiana, here at the Living Way Christian Center, 235 East 40th Avenue, I'm going to get my directions right one of these days. 235 West 40th Avenue, where the pastor is Apostle Leonard Emmons, and we thank God for our father, one of our fathers in ministry and in the apostolic. We thank God for Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson and the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministry. Yeah, say that slow so you can hear every word. And if you take too much time to say it, if you don't take enough time and you say it too fast, you're going to miss something. So if everybody wants to write it down, it is the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministry. And we thank God for being one of the founding members, not because it's prestigious, but because we thank God for the privilege of being able to set the foundation for the work that we're doing here, not only in the City of Glory, but around the region. And we just thank God for Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters, Prophet Teresa Docks. We thank God for her every Thursday. Well, actually, we thank God for every day, but every Thursday we thank God for, especially because she continues to allow God to lead, God, and direct her, and God is continuing to direct her our way, and we just continue to thank God for her wisdom and her obedience in this area of the ministry God has graced her with. So I'm not going to take too much time because we want to get right down to business. This is the warfare, and you know we like to get to work here. So, Apostle, let's go and get it in.
Amen, amen. We thank all the engineers that spend their time making sure that this podcast goes forth, and, you know, correct all the mistakes that those of us that don't really know what we're doing, y'all keep us clean and smooth so that everybody can hear us. We thank Evangelist Hannah, another founding member of Kingdom Daughters and all Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders, all, you know, Brother QT, everybody that all the and we praise God for a successful conference, successful boot camp.
Yeah.
My God, I heard all just wonderful things about it. And I'm gonna do everything that I can to make the next one. So go ahead and put me down.
Amen.
That I said it live and in person,
and that I stand in agreement.
And the next one supposedly is gonna be in March, and we're gonna start putting our monies away now.
Amen.
Setting our time so that we could be there and be a blessing to the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders. But we thank you again. Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the Warriors for Christ. We do believe that failure is not an option. We believe that because we do seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We do believe that all these things should be added unto us, as the scripture said. We also believe that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We also believe that as we trust the Lord with all our heart, we lean not to our own understanding in all of our ways. We acknowledge God and pray that he will lead, guide, and direct our path, as he said in his word. We believe that if we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth, that God will bless us. And we got some things we're going to be sharing with you all tonight, because our leader here at Living Way Christian Center has given us some great quotes, some great declarations. We're going to share those with you all tonight. But every week we talk about the different things that we're going through. So we're going to say again, if you repeat after us, open thine mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. That's Psalms 119 and verse 18. And it says, please let me understand what it is I'm getting ready to get involved in, oh God, especially what I'm going to read and what I'm going to hear. And we also recognize that Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders has made it available for you to be able to listen to podcasts at any time. But also we encourage you to use whatever electronic device or pencil, pad, paper, notebook,
iPad,
whatever it is that you have. To take some notes. We do plan to go through some scriptures, and we're going to be praying. This is the warfare hour. We want to, knock some stuff off of you. Want to knock some stuff off of ourselves, off your ministry, off your church, off your family, off your children, off your mind.
Hallelujah.
We want to get some stuff that's going to help renew the mind through the word of God, and we want to give you some declarations and some decrees that's going to help you through this next week. We thank God for sparing those all down in the Gulf Coast area.
We certainly do. We thank God for sparing the Gulf Coast area, that what could have been a repeat of 2005 was not. And we thank God for that, for that he spared the lives of so many people in that area. I'm talking about in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. We're continuing to be in prayer for Haiti as they continue to be struck. And we're not just in prayer that they're okay. No, we're in prayer that they reconcile unto the Father, that they reconcile with the Father, and that whatever curse has been lingering with them for the centuries that they've been a nation, that curse would be broken in the name of Jesus, not just broken, but literally shattered and destroyed, and that they would repent. They will come to repentance and be reconciled with the Father, even though we know that the Word of God says that they are reconciled even as enemies unto God, but that they would come unto repentance and find fellowship with the Father. We are truly, truly grateful that even as Isaac comes into the Midwest, it's only reduced to rain. And we will just get rain, and we thank God for that. We want to say that you know, we want everybody out that's listening to us to continue to glorify the Father in that. It could have been many times worse than what it was. And, yes, we're still praying for it, and if there's anything that, you know, that can be done, we need to find out what we can do to help down there, if there's what, but we're thanking God that the wall stood, and that there was nothing, there was no major damage done down in the Gulf Coast.
And we do recognize that prayer changes things, and we recognize that obviously there was folks praying.
Amen.
there was folks praying, and God heard their prayer. Because if you take a look at, I've watched extensively the coverage, and that hurricane stopped. And I've been in disaster preparedness when I was in the military for 15 and a half years. And one thing I know about hurricanes, they don't stop.
Amen.
They don't stop going left, right, east, west, north, and south by like 30 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, 8 miles an hour, 6 miles an hour, and then just stop and crawl along and stay in the same degree area.
That's right.
For 10 and 12 hours.
That's right.
That's unheard of.
That's right.
And so God was definitely in that whole thing. He let it rain. He let it, you know, everything is done for God to get the glory.
Amen.
But we thank God that there was not a massive loss of life. We recognize that there's some homes and some property, and there's still some backlash and things, but people really need to give God the glory during these next few days, these next few weeks, and repent of all of our sins. That's every one of us. He's sparing our nation, but if you take a look at the track, it's going right up the middle of the country. And so this is a time when a lot of things are going on. You got the Republican National Convention going on this week. I think the Democratic National Convention is going to be next week or next month. But this is a time for prayer, men and women of God. Pray that God will give you what you need to make the kind of decision you need to make for the body of Christ to get back in its rightful place, period. That's really what it's about, because, you know, we've been stuck in Psalms 82 for some time because it talks about the world being out of tilt because we're not doing all that we can do. And so that's not where we are today, but we just praise God for him sparing the life. And Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 18c and 19, saying the gates of hell should not prevail against it, which is the church, the Congress of God in the earth. See, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. But see, God, you know, has always been trying all through the scriptures to find the champion. And in Ezekiel, the 22nd chapter, verse 30, it reads, and I saw for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. But we recognize now that the word of God is here. We recognize now that the Messiah came, and he had to, you know, he had to send his son. And he warned us, you know, all through the scriptures, you know, kings and princes and prophets and men of God have pleaded to God to spare their nation. And 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verse 14, talks about, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land.
And he goes on in Jeremiah chapter 20, chapter 29 and verse 11, and says, for I know, this is God continuing, we're continuing that God speaks, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity and gather you from all the nations and all the places to which I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. That is the word of the Lord in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11 through 14. And let me say that continuing in that vein, I would that you understand that God does not seek to scatter you away. He does not. He does not seek to scatter you away. He seeks only to grant you favor. He seeks only and desires only that you would trust in him so that he can grant you all that you have asked him, and then some. Then some. But you have to understand that God is not about to just do it and you don't do anything about it. So we're getting ready to start going into prayer. And I would that you come with me. You come with me. We're gonna Apostle, before we do that, where do you want to start?
I want to add. Okay, thank you. We read this prayer, Jeremiah, pretty much every week since Prophet Greddick has been part of the podcast. And so you look forward to hearing him on a regular basis. But today it really has a significance because it talks about the scattering. And what has happened is the last time, it was 7 years ago to the date, or 8 years ago, well, 7 years ago, to the date that the major hurricane hit the city of New Orleans. And Katrina had such a devastation that folks were scattered over the entire United States. And right now, folks are scattered because they had to leave and go to shelters in certain places. They weren't scattered like they were before. It's a lot more organized now than it was then. But God is saying, even in the scripture, that, you know, there's some keys to getting into his grace. Just like he said, my people, which are called by my name. We're called by his name and we profess to be Christians. In the scriptures, it talks about they were first called Christians at Antioch. And in that scripture, that was not a good thing when they were saying, there go them Christians. And just like then, when they were saying, there go them Christians, it's the same thing now when they say, there go them Christians. There go them people that act like they know God, but they not no better than us. And so we have to change the pattern of the way people look at us. And so God is allowing things to happen in the weather. First of all, before the hurricane came, the entire country was in a drought. The West Coast, pretty much from the north all the way down to the south, is experiencing still, right now, wildfires. Also, look at what's going on this time of the year. There's plenty of pestilence going around. The West Nile disease has killed over 40 people in about 15 different states. And there's been over 400 to 500 counts of the epidemic. There's things happening, men and women of God, to try and get our attention. There's another hurricane, you know, that's growing in the Gulf. Things come in threes. You know, we had prayed so much that I know Apostle Kimberly Daniels down in Florida you know, her and her group have been praying those hurricanes out of Florida for the past 10 years now, because at one time they used to just wreak havoc on Florida. And see, we found out about how prayer works here in the City of Glory. If you recall, prior to 2007, Gary, Indiana was known as the murder capital of the world. But a handful or a remnant, those that he said, and I saw four men among them that should make up the head and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy, but I found none. But he has found some. That, you know, I prayed for Kingdom Daughters. You know, they were teaching about how to be great intercessors and how to be good intercessors and what it is that it takes for you to be an intercessor, because it's an anointing on that. When you intercede on behalf of others, you're putting your life on the line for the demons to come at you as you pray, because you have the anointing and the power and the authority to go forth on behalf of others. And see, those of us that are called to the ministry, I admonish you that if you are an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a teacher, or a pastor, you need to take your vocation seriously, because you are standing in the gap with an anointing and an authority that God has ordained. And when you do it, God, first of all, is not going to be mocked. His word is going to go out. It's not going to be void. But you are positioning yourself for a great fall when you don't fulfill what the destiny God has for you. He will take it away from you. He will give it to someone else. Because these are the last and evil days when there's no time for playing. And so we praise God that as we continue in our prayer, we're going to be praying the city prayer. But I'm not going to even call the name of the City of Glory, because I expect for you to begin to use this prayer for your city. And I'm just going to say for all the cities that are represented on the podcast, and you call out the name of your city, because you're interceding. You are the intercessor tonight on behalf of your city. And we already praise God for the city of New Orleans, all the cities in the Gulf. But you call out the name of your city as we proceed and intercede on behalf of the cities of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The cities of glory, those are called out to be under the name of Jesus. As I intercede, I draw near to God my Father by the blood of Jesus. I receive the covering of that blood and stay in the strong tower, which is the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I receive God's unction and power upon my tongue in Jesus' name. I forbid any satanic backlash or retaliation against me, against my family, my ministry, my affairs, and every other thing in the name of Jesus. In this battle, I shall fight and win. I am the ruler. I am the victor, made more than a conqueror and not the victim, in the name of Jesus. I put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. I wear the shoes of the gospel. I take the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit as I go into this territorial prayer in the name of Jesus. I now bring the city and the people that are listed and listening here on the podcast tonight before God, and cover them in the blood of my risen King of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bind and rebuke Satan, the evil prince and princesses, assign evil strong men and evil dark powers in charge of the cities represented here tonight in the name of Jesus. I command the fire of God on all the idols and traditions, sacrifices, curses, and rituals against these cities represented here tonight in the name of Jesus. I break all agreements and evil covenants since the beginning of that year of that city, between the people of that city and Satan and his cohorts, in Jesus' name. I dedicate and claim the people and the cities represented
for God and the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the presence, dominion, and blessings of God be experienced in all these cities. Pour out your spirit on all flesh. Set the captives free. Send forth legions of angels. We're talking about some giant angels with flaming swords of fire into these cities, oh God. And let the kingdom of God come forth in these cities in the name of Jesus. I destroy and decree total removal of idolatry, lust, greed, spirit of mammon, poverty, jealousy, strife, hatred, shootings, violence, murder, arson, strikes, juvenile delinquency, rebellion, lawlessness, perversion, pornography, rejection, adultery, homosexuality, reveling, addictions, drunkenness, drug dealings, prostitution, strip club, gambling, theft, robbery, corruption, racism, oppression, deception, gangs, fear, unbelief, anxiety, witchcraft, and voodoo, spells, all curses, and all infirmities, diseases, and divisions, discord among believers in those cities in the name of Jesus. I prophesy against all satanic evil altars in high places in the city of Glory, Indiana, the cities represented in this podcast. You are consumed by the fire of God, and your ashes are blown away by the east wind in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic occult, witchcraft, voodoo, evil altar around the cities that are represented in this podcast become desolate now, and all covenants being serviced by these altars be revoked and dismantled in Jesus' name. Most holy God, let the sword of the Spirit and the hand of the Lord be against the wicked priest, the voodoo priest, the witches, warlocks, wizards, and priestesses ministering at all these satanic, occult, evil altars and high places, and let their places be found no more in the cities represented in this podcast in the name of Jesus Christ. I shut the mouths of wicked agents and silence every evil directive from all evil altars and false high places of the cities represented in this podcast in Jesus' name. My Father, let all curses brought about by ritual sacrifices and satanic tokens be revoked in each city represented in the podcast in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind and paralyze all satanic witchcraft powers of idolatrous priests of every city represented in this podcast and I cut, sever, and cast off every connected cord or yoke of any demonic spirit in each city represented in this podcast in the name of Jesus Christ. Like Joshua, Elijah, and the Lord Jesus, I command the sun, the moon, the stars, and the winds to begin to fight and war against the witches, warlocks, wizards, evil priests, and priestesses, diviners, and astrologers who have been using these elements against the people of God and the move of God in every city represented in this podcast. In the name of Jesus Christ, judgments of God come upon the ancient and scornful men and women who influence and rule over each city represented in this podcast by sorcery, satanic manipulation, and the witchcraft and occult powers in Jesus' name. I bind the wicked in the heavenlies above each city represented in this podcast. Father God, shake the wicked out of the heavenlies above the cities. I deprogram and nullify whatever the enemy has programmed into the atmosphere and lives of the people of these cities and under this podcast in the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus, I destroy every blood covenant made upon any satanic altar since the beginning, since the foundation of each and every city represented in this podcast, including 1906 in the city of Glory, Gary, Indiana, that has brought untold hardship and suffering upon the people of these cities. In the name of Jesus Christ, I frustrate the
tokens of liars and silence all witches, diviners, evil priests, enchanters, wizards, and sorcerers who are operating against these cities represented in our podcast right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In any altar, in the name of Jesus, I desecrate every marine, astral, territorial, evil altar in each city represented in this podcast with the blood of Jesus and cancel all their associated covenants in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All marine and water spirits, Leviathan, Rahab, Queen of the Coast, and Diana of the Dunes, which is operating in the city of Glory of Gary, Indiana, be paralyzed, suffocated, and destroyed. I dry up your waters in the name of Jesus. I break, I dismantle and destroy every limitation brought on by these water spirits brought on by the influence of satanic, occult, evil altars in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every building or place or thing devoted to evil, especially the fetishes, or dope houses, prostitution, and gang houses, which are set for wicked activities in any of these cities represented in the podcast, we pray even right now that they be dismantled, they be demolished. I close your gates in Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name. By the power and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you is the great I am. The great Lord, the holy power of the Holy Spirit. By the power and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I, Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, I command the citadel of the wicked forces, all witchcraft powers, to shift bases from these cities.
Yeah.
Yes, I, by the power and the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, command the citadel of these wicked forces, all witchcraft powers, to shift bases from these cities, be evicted, be dislodged from our cities now. Pack your bags and go. I, Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, prophesy and decree that the covenantal grace, the covenantal favor, the covenantal peace, the covenantal glory, the covenantal unity, the covenantal oneness, the covenantal light, the covenantal revelation of Jesus Christ, the love and mercy of God be established and released into each of the cities represented in the podcast on tonight. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Let your restoration, let your revival, let your reformation, let your prosperity, let your unity, joy, fear, righteousness, holiness, glory, wisdom, and the kingdom of heaven be released into our cities. Represented by this podcast tonight, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let legions of angels with giant angels, oh God, giant, wonderful, beautiful, fighting angels with flaming swords of fire be released into our cities now, O God. Father, Lord, let love and kindness, convictions of sins, repentance of the heart, by the hunger for you, the spirit of adoption and harvest, laborers, let them be released into our cities in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I, again, an apostle sent of you, O God, decree that the gospel of the kingdom of God should no longer be restricted by any satanic occult, witchcraft, voodoo, or evil altar, or false high places in any of these cities in the name of Jesus. All of the cities that are represented in this podcast on tonight, I rebuke, I bind the God of this world from blinding unbelievers in these cities, and I release the light of the glorious gospel of Christ into our cities, represented in the podcast, into the lives of backsliders and unbelievers in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare a new day of divine visitation, hallelujah, of divine revival, salvation, and increase, an increase of miracles and signs and wonders and of deliverance for our cities and city transformations.
Hallelujah.
in every city, but especially in the city of glory, better known as the city of Gary, Indiana. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, O God, that you will pour out your spirit on all flesh and set the captives free. Turn the hearts of the fathers and the children back to each other. Take away any curses or judgments on these cities and heal the lands. Heal the lands, O God. Heal the lands, O God. Heal the lands, O God, of every city represented. Father, I prophesy that an altar to Jehovah, Jehovah God, where Jesus Christ is enthroned as King and Lord, is and will be raised in every household, every business or place in Gary, Indiana, in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, I decree and declare that Jesus Christ is King and Lord over every city that's represented in this podcast. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the sweet communion, power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good and acceptable and perfect will of you as the great I am, in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray, we pray. You recognize the number of decrees. It takes powerful declarations and decrees to combat the enemy. I pray that you enjoy that. I pray that you participate. I pray that you believe what it is that you hear. I pray that your city is recovering. I pray that there's deliverance going across right now. I pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit on each of you, the anointing of the oil that falls down on the head, that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard. I pray for the anointing to fall fresh on your brow. I fall and I pray right now that Ephrathah goes forth, that your ears be open. I pray right now that your he that have an ear hears what God is saying to the masses. I pray that you get what it is that we're saying. This is not just something that we decided we're going to do. This is, I truly believe, to something to be ordained of God. And we, you know, we're going to continue in prayer, but we got some stuff that God has given us. We don't have no format about how we're going to do things. You know, we're going to turn it over to the prophet because he got some things that he wants to share. And we're just going to get back in where we fit in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen, listen, God is doing some powerful, powerful things. And one of the problems that we're having in this life and time is that we don't know the weapons, not only of our warfare, but the weapons used against us. And we're continuing in prayer. Apostle, I know what we said, but God is saying some things, okay? And it started when we started praying that prayer for the folk of the city. And it's like now not only are we breaking the prayer, breaking the power of the enemy over your city, now it's time to just break some things over us. Hallelujah. Let me say this real quick. Let me say this real quick because there's a couple of things I want to get into. Because God is just, well, you understand. God is truly, truly dealing with some areas of breaking and breakthrough. So we're gonna move into this next phase of prayer, and I want to talk to you about this one little thing real quick as we move into this next phase of prayer. Listen, I'm about to say something real crazy. The spirit of the snail. I know that sounds kind of weird, but just hear me out real quick. The spirit of the snail is one of the most wicked weapons used by the devil. Satan's intention is to make people hoist the flag of their lives at half staff or half mast. It is a spirit of slow motion. It makes the victims go back and forth sluggishly, while their counterparts are breaking new grounds and achieving great feats. So basically, while you try to figure it out, your contemporaries are doing it. So now we're coming to an understanding of why your counterparts or your contemporaries are doing it while you're still trying to figure it out. It's the spirit of the snail attacking you. The spirit of the snail, and it always seems, listen, it manifests itself in various ways. Okay, students who are under the attack of this ugly spirit, keep writing the same examination without achieving success. When victims undertake a journey that should last for 2 weeks, they spend 2 years. The spirit of the snail is the spirit of non-achievement. It makes men sluggish in their endeavors. Lots of people become too slow and have no tangible achievement to show for their efforts. They eventually give up in the race of life. The ultimate aim of the devil is to make the runners in the race of life trail behind through an embarrassingly slow movement. Now, the prayer points that we're about to get into are to break the spirit of the snail off of each and every believer so that we can start moving into our destiny at an accelerated pace. Amen. So the things that were taking us forever will take us no time at all.
Amen.
And in that, we will also begin to declare and claim divine favor in our lives.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, if you can't get with anything that we do, that we did before in our warfare prayers, let's get with this, because this is about to help us create a speedy spirit. Y'all remember, anybody that's 30 and older, 35 and older, remember that cartoon when we were younger, the Looney Tunes, Speedy Gonzalez? He was always, you know, he was just running around, and nobody could catch that boy. Well, what we're about to do now is pray that we become Speedy Gonzalez.
Amen.
And that the enemy, through no matter what his effort, cannot catch up.
Amen.
To the things that God is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. Come on with me and tell. Hallelujah. Okay. Every power. Hallelujah. Every power prolonging my journey to break through, fall down, and die. Uh-huh. In the name of Jesus Christ, every problem that I brought into my life through my association with the spirit of the snail, die now in Jesus' name. Come on, stand in agreement with me. I cancel. And I'm talking about put everything I'm saying, make this yourself. Make this you. Hallelujah. I cancel the activities and powers of the snail spirit in my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I break the covenants and curses of the snail spirit over my life in Jesus' name. Every effect of the spirit of the snail over my life be nullified by the blood of Jesus. And every spirit of sluggishness and backwardness in my life, receive the fire of God now and be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit preventing good things in my life, be destroyed in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I reject leftover blessings. I don't want leftover blessings, God. I want the fresh oil, the fresh fire. I want the freshness of your spirit, the freshness of your presence, oh God, my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, I will not feed from waste bins. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be a scavenger in Jesus' name, but I will eat at the table of the Lord, and I will sit while God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, while he anoints my head with oil, and while they watch my cup run over. Hallelujah! I refuse to have boneless blessings. I want the meaty portion, not just the bone. I want the meat on the bones. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of irritation in my life be washed off by the blood of Jesus. I reject the spirit of fear, anxiety, and discouragement in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil instruction, prophecy, or prediction issued against my life with snail shell be canceled by the blood of Jesus. I reject the spirit of the
saying. I receive angelic transportation to where God wants me to be now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil deposit in my life as a result of eating snail be washed away by the blood of Jesus. So that way next time you take communion, as you drink the blood of Jesus, let every evil deposit in your life as a result of eating snail be washed away as you drink the blood in communion with God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, catapult me into greatness as you did for Daniel in the land of Babylon. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject slippery blessings. Those things that would normally slip through my fingers, God, give me a strong grip, a grip like Samson that would break off the chains and would hold fast the blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject the spirit of oversensitivity. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Father, let all my enemies and their strongholds be shattered to pieces by the thunder of God. In the name of Jesus, I deliver myself from the grip of my enemies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I receive, come on now, I receive the goodness of the Lord and in the land of the living in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything done against me to spoil my joy this year be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, as Abraham received favor from you, let me also receive your favor so that I can excel in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, deal bountifully with me this year in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, deal bountifully with me this year in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter whether I deserve it or not. I receive unquantifiable favor from the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah to God. Every blessing God has earmarked for me this year will not pass Levi in Jesus' name. My blessing will not be transferred to my neighbor in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, disgrace every power that is out to steal your program for my life in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, disgrace every power that is out to steal your program for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every step I take this year shall lead to outstanding success. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shall prevail with man and with God. In the name of Jesus Christ, spend quality time with me, God. Oh, God, I love you so much. Spend quality time with me, God. Show me where you want me to go. Father, I trust you. I don't trust anybody else. I don't trust men that may be out to steal my joy from me, to steal your blessings from me, but I trust you, and I trust you with all my heart. I lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I acknowledge you, O God, so that you may lead me, you may guide me, and you may direct my path. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare your blessing over the lives of everyone associated with this podcast. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree this thing in Jesus' blood. Amen.
Oh, I pray that you are receiving a heartfelt rush right about now. I pray that your head is light, and I pray that you see the light. I pray that you see the glory of God shining all around you, that the light bulb has come on. I pray that we've reached an area that's never been reached before. And Father, I just thank you for your love, for your your kindness, for all that you've done, because you want us to get back to our first love. You have given us clear instructions for us to repent. You've said all through the scriptures that your kingdom is at hand. You've shown us the way by bringing the last Adam, our big brother and our savior, on the earth, and he told us to lay hands on the sick. He told us that they should recover. He told us to cast out devils. He told us to take care of those that are sick, to take care of those that can't take care of themselves. He told the strong to be the champion. He told the strong to do the things that the weak are unable to do. He wants us to have courage. Men and women of God, I pray that you got some courage. If you didn't have some courage, I pray that you got some tonight. I pray that you're ready to go kill something that ain't of God in the spirit. See, we want you to be spiritual murderers, not physical ones. See, that's why failure is not an option in anything that we do, because when you got a God that's that great, he's prepared us to run this race. All through the scriptures, he talks about a race. He's given us keys to the kingdom. He's gave us fasting. He's given us prayer. He's given us communion. He's given us worship and praise. He's given us an entire armor from head to foot. He's given us his word for us to study. And he gave us something that a lot of people don't agree with. And until they do, they just not going to be as strong sometimes as others. They're not going to see some of the things that others see, because they don't believe that it takes all that tongue talking. They don't believe that God gave them something special to communicate with him. But they're going to get it sooner or later. So I pray for them. I don't ridicule them, because, see, I was one of them. Oh, you came to me talking them tongues. I had some faith. See, because I was ignorant. Like we used to say, I grew up in the Lady Projects in the City of Glory, and we used to say, that boy ignorant. That was me. I was ignorant. See, I didn't know. And because of the way I heard it, I got turned off, because it told me that I wasn't saved. And that's what we have to be careful of. You know, there's so many different things we've been talking about over the past months about judging and everything else, about being gods, you know, about sitting before the table, about laying hands on the sick, about prophecy, about desiring the best gifts. And these are things that we're going to continue to teach. These are things, because we know that the word of God is not mocked. We recognize that God is in everything. But the enemy, hey, he recognizes that his day is numbered. And one of the things that he's done is he attacked the foundation that God left here on earth, which is the family. And that brings us to another portion of prayer. We'll lighten up a little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. Because this prayer is just equally as important, because society has told us that marriage can be between two dudes. Society has told us that marriage could be between two women. But see, that's not what God has said. He has ordained his first creation of the God man, because he made man, and then he drew the woman out of the man. Man named the woman based on the divine thing that happened with him. We have a scripture here in the ministry. Actually, we have a declaration in the ministry. Do you have that scripture I gave you earlier? But one of the things that I was talking with the prophet, because, you know, he's still on cloud. He's still up there. You know, he got to come back down so we can finish the podcast. But
He is in ministry at the Living Way Christian Center. Our apostle has given a declaration that we share with everyone. And I shared it with Apostle Cranford and First Lady Prophetess Cranford in Detroit. And we shared it with everybody. But he has basically said for us to declare and decree this, and I respectfully declare or pray that you would declare it as well. I am blessed as Adam was before the fall. And I am blessed as Abraham was. And I am blessed as Jesus is. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the scripture for the week,
Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah.
Almost everything that we talk about always ends up going back to the beginning. That's why we talked about Adam. See, there was more than one Adam. Maybe some of you don't recognize that and know that. There were different Adams, and the last Adam was Jesus. Jesus talked about marriage because it was talked about in the beginning when he created man and breathed breath into him and then gave man and woman dominion over the earth. I was talking about the harmonious marriage prayer. That's where I was going. And I got a little sidetracked, but it all kind of fits. As I said, the main thing that's being attacked is the family. And that's why we don't sit down at the dinner table anymore and talk about the things that's going on in the day. We don't spend the time to find out what's going on with our kids. We give them iPods and iPads and notebooks and all these other things and what's those little music things?
iPods.
And we just give them anything that'll get them out of our face. And we let these things raise them, and then we wonder why they all tatted up. They got tattoos and piercings all over their body. Yeah, it's something in my household. You know, you have to spend thousands of dollars to have those tattoos removed. But the young people believe that that's the way because they see athletes. They see their rock stars and everything else. And just like we were growing up, we saw some things that was going on in the world that we wanted to be part of. We didn't really see that it was nothing wrong with some of the stuff that we was doing, and we was crazy, just like our kids. But we still got to raise up our kids in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. He told us to put it on the post in front of our house. He told us to put it on the mantles. He told us to do it until he came back, and we're not doing it. And so the world is out of tilt. But in order for the family to be redeemed, because God already came and put in the word and everything else, he's given us a way out. But we're talking about the harmonious marriage and the harmonious marriage prayer. Now, for those of you that are unmarried, I don't call single people single. I call them unmarried because, first of all, single people, just like married people, are married. And they're married to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the apostolic and the prophetic. And I'm going to share something else with you. That's the spiritual side of the marriage. And that's even more powerful. And when we allow ourselves to be married to Christ, the physical marriage would never fail. But right now on the earth, the body of Christ has a higher rate of divorce than the world. The only way to change that is to talk about it. The only way to talk about it is to understand, and the only way to fix it is to begin to pray. And so this harmonious marriage prayer is one of the tools that we've been using to share with you. So if you are unmarried, not single, unmarried, you still are married to the Christ. We are the bride. He is the groom. And therefore, because we are married, you can participate in this harmonious marriage prayer. And that's the spiritual prayer of the apostolic and the prophetic. And we also pray for the natural, which is of a male and a female, a man and a woman that God created. And here is how we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us because you are in us. We acknowledge that love reigns supreme. We believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. And even as I pause in this prayer, you're going to hear some things that may or may not be going on in your life. But we always pray for those things that are not as though they are. We recognize that we fall short in many areas, but the scriptures say that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So pray these prayers with the zeal and with the understanding that they can and will be accomplished. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we live and we conduct our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, honorably and becomingly. Father, we esteem it as precious, worthy, and of great price. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind, and united in spirit. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tender-hearted and humble-minded. We do seek peace, and it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance because we do follow after love and we dwell in peace. Our prayers are not hindered in any way in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, the power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of you as the great I am. Father, our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially, O God, of the natural, grows stronger day by day in the bond of unity because it is founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. We decree this day, I say, we decree this day, I said, we decree this day, O God, that we have a marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially, O God, of the natural, which is made in heaven. Father, you say whatever we so loose in heaven is loosed on earth, and whatsoever we bind in heaven is bound on earth. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 amen. And we recognize that sometimes you wonder, like, where are you getting all this information from? Okay, I'm glad you asked. Romans 5:5, Philippians 1:9, Colossians 3:14, Colossians 1:10, Philippians 2:13, Philippians 2:2, Ephesians 4:32, Isaiah 32:17, Philippians 4:7, 1 Peter 3:7, Ephesians 3:13, as well as verse 17, and never to be left out, Jeremiah 1:12. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name, O God. How excellent is that name in all the earth.
Amen. Listen. We got about got about 5 minutes. I want to give you something real good in about 5 minutes. Can you go with me? Can you go with me? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Can you go with me to Jeremiah, the third chapter of the book of the prophet Jeremiah? Amen. Third chapter of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I want to do this quick, so I know you might not be all the way there yet, but that doesn't matter because we're recording this thing, which means you can come back and get whatever you missed on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Listen, Jeremiah 3, 12 through 18, verses 12 through verses 18. I need to say this real quick because we've only got a couple of minutes. Listen, God is really, really dealing with us concerning how he leads, guides, and directs us. And we are right now in the midst of a great undertaking as far as his guiding and directing us back to where we are supposed to be in him. So hear me when I say, as I read the word of God, go and proclaim these words, Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 12 through 18. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, as says the Lord. And I will, and I'm reading this out of King James, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, says the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquities that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. Yeah, that see, told you, you're married to the Lord. If you ain't married, just as the apostle was saying, even if you're not married to the natural, you married unto the Lord. Listen, verse 14, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when you be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, that they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. My God, the word of the Lord is blessed. Listen, real quick, let me say this.
That ties into the proclamation.
It does.
Of Abraham and of Adam and of Christ.
Exactly. That's why and God spoke this thing to me a few days ago. And listen, let me say this. The Lord has strictly, and this is going to be real quick. I'm just going to do this in 5 minutes, real quick. The Lord has simply caused me to dedicate my life to fellowshipping with him, which is, of course, the desire of every believer, unbroken fellowship with the Father. That's the real desire of every believer, because if you have unbroken fellowship with the Father, you can truly proclaim to understand the scripture that says, we that know our God shall do great exploits. You can't help but do great things when you're in fellowship with the Father, because you're completely obedient to who He is and what He is to you. So listen, fellowship with the Father, I'm telling you something, it's going to lead you to the people designated by God to nourish and nurture you in His glory. These people will help you grow stronger in the faith and reach your destiny and potential spiritually, which will cause you to reach your destiny naturally. If you stay with those that are for you because God has put them in your life. See, a lot of times we don't think there's certain folks that are putting our lives before us because God put them in our lives. And those are the ones that always seem to never want to be on our side. Those are the ones that don't enable us. Those are the ones that don't feed into our negativity, feed into our excuses. Those are the ones that cause us to be accountable for who we are in God. Those are the people you need to stay with, because those are the people that are going to help you reach your ultimate goal, whether it be your job success, whether it be your home success, or more important, whether it be your spiritual success. If you stay with these people, these are the people that are going to bring you to that place that God has destined for you since the beginning of your time, your time. So what I'm trying to tell you in closing, as we prepare for the next phase, because we'll pick this back up next week. We'll pick this back up next week because we got a lot to share. But just for this week, anybody out there who has been thinking about giving up, anybody out there who has been thinking about throwing in the towel, anybody out there who's been thinking about the fact that somebody might not be for them, why don't you go to God and seek the wisdom of God about that thing and let God show you what He has planned for you. We'll pick it back up. I just want to give you a sweet little introduction. But go to God about that thing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. One quick thing, and then we're going to ask if it would open up the lines. This is your prayer calendar for the week. Today's prayer is concerning gratitude, and it's coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 20, and it says, Lord, help me to live a life that overflows with thankfulness, always giving thanks to you. On tomorrow, the 31st, boldness, Ephesians 6 and 19. On the 1st, salvation, 2 Timothy 2 and 10. On the 2nd, I believe that's Monday, God's grace. Sunday, God's grace, 2 Peter 3 and 18, and then on Monday, which is a holiday, Labor Day, and we're going to be dealing with the labor of love. Love is the prayer calendar for Monday, Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 2. Tuesday is integrity, Psalms 25 and 21. Wednesday is self-control, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6. And next week, if you're back with us on Thursday, we know that you will be because it's ordained that the love for God's word is the prayer calendar for Thursday of next week. And that's Psalms chapter 19 and verse 10. Hallelujah. We thank you for being with us on tonight, and we pray that you would go ahead right now. They will open the lines, that you would give us some comments. We pray that we had a wonderful time on tonight and that we've been able to share with you. The lines are now open.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I bless His holy name, and I just want to come in and just thank you, Apostle and Prophet, man of God. I just want to thank you for pouring out once again to God's people and just teaching that's so profound and how to teach people what the Word of God has to say about how to live their lives and what is ordained of God and what isn't. So I just bless you once again. This is Prophetess Teresa. I came in to just make a couple announcements and also to encourage you to stay on the wall. On Saturday, I believe that's September, the 1st of September, we will be once again at the Living Way Christian Center, our church home, with Apostle Leonard Emmons, the pastor. We'll be meeting there with our monthly empowerment. And on the 1st of September at 2 p.m., we will be bringing forth another program, and the title is Testimonies for Jesus. We will be, our guest speaker is Prophetess Pam Hines out of Chicago, Illinois. She's the founder of Straight from Heaven Ministry, and it is an outreach ministry. And once again, I just want to encourage everyone, if you got a testimony and you're in the Gary, Chicago area, come on out to 235 West 40th Avenue, and that's at Living Way Christian Center. We'll be there once again the first Saturday of every month. All are welcome, men, women, boys, and girls. Bring someone out with you, because I'm telling you, we're going to be glorifying God with testimonies, how God has worked and moved in our lives and circumstances, and how he has brought us out and will be bringing us out of different situations. So I just want to encourage everyone on the line. I see you there, and I know that you've been there consistently. And I just want to encourage you, if you're in the area, come on out and celebrate Jesus with us. We'll be there once again on this first Saturday of the month, right before the holidays, so you get a chance to talk about Jesus once again. And also, we have a couple other events coming up, and we'll be bringing forth the calendar, for God is moving by his Spirit truly. As you were sharing, Apostle, we just want to encourage everyone that's listening on the lines that as you take your notes and you're studying and you're embracing the Word of God as it go forth, that you would apply it to your life, that you would apply the Word to your life, because it's all about change, change coming forth and birthing out of God's people so we can be what God wants us to be, so that we can call, bring forth the manifestation of God's Holy Spirit out of us and into the world to make a change. And the people that don't know about God, don't know about Jesus, don't know about the blood, don't know about God's power and his anointing, we want you to change and step out. And a lot of God's people are just walking in fear and stagnated and don't want to push forward. And that's what we want to encourage you to do, to push forward. So I received that word tonight, and truly I'm going to regurgitate what was brought forth tonight. So I just want to share that with all the listening audience and all those that will listen to it in archives. And again, I want to thank both of you, men of God, warriors, and kingdom-minded men of God. Just stay on the wall, and so God will be able to say, thou good and faithful servant, well done. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Bless you, woman of God, for those words.
Amen.
And we look forward to Saturday.
Amen.
Amen. And also, we will be having refreshments, so you can come out and have some refreshments. Also, your spirit will get fed, and you get some physical food as well. And I also want to cover you both with a word of prayer before the line ends.
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, the lines are all open, and we just thank everyone for being on the line. And, you know, I know as you receive the word, at one point you're going to have something to say. Well, also, let me make this quick announcement. Also, on Tuesday mornings, Wednesday morning, and Thursday and Friday, and Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Central Time, we're on Kingdom Daughters prayer line. And the line is 218-895-0280. And the passcode is 7729, the word pray. We're there, and our goal is to be there every morning at 5 a.m. It'll be somebody there praying to take your prayer requests. And so we want to encourage you to call in, and so we can agree with you in prayer on the prayer line. Again, that number is 218-895-0280. And the pound code, the code is 7729, the word pray. Again, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We're working on, I believe, two more days. So I want to encourage the listening audience to call into the prayer line. Again, that's 5 o'clock Central Time.
Give us that number again.
The number is 218-895-0280. And the word pray is the passcode, 7729. Again, on Sunday mornings, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we're working on Monday and Saturday hosts to come in and host the prayer line. You know, it's important that prayer is going forth. It's important that the men and women of God are on the wall praying, because God is moving, as Apostle was saying, how the hurricane stopped. You don't know what prayer will do to move the hand of God. He want to hear us. He want to hear that one voice crying out and giving him his glory. So, yes, we will be there. We will be. It will be always someone there to pray and intercede on your behalf. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't know if you have anything else that you, either one, wants to say, but I do want to cover you with a word of prayer. I see the listening audience has muted their phones out, some, not all.
Okay, well, we've offered the opportunity, and we just praise God for all that. Well, we recognize we've had some challenges with our phones, but God is working those things out, and we're going to continue to keep coming just pray for us, and we pray that you would support the Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders. They do something every day of the week, 7 days of the week, 365 days a year. They are providing you with what they prayed to God for, to have quality men and women of God to come to you and to deliver into your lives that which the Lord has for you. And they pray and intercede mightily on behalf of everybody that they present before you. And they scrutinize us pretty good, too, if stuff don't go right. You know, they want to make sure that the body is receiving what the head wanted to have. And I applaud them for that. And they've been doing it for some time now. So support them. Support the Kingdom Daughters, the Kingdom Builders International. God is going to support the rest of our ministries. We're blessed just by you hearing us on the night that we're here. And we just thank God for you that you even continue to come back to pray for us and to intercede even on our behalf. So God bless you. And we pray that you will say something sometime when the lines are open. But hey, sooner or later it's gonna happen. Amen.
Amen. Well, glory to God. Truly, we know if you're not speaking, you're listening, and hopefully you are receiving. and that when you receive, that you will grow as you eat the word, that you'll take it back to those that you are connected with, and you'll regurgitate it, and you'll pour into someone else. That's what it's all about, as Jesus did. He's still alive today because he poured into others. We want to encourage you to do the same, so that this cycle about Jesus will continue on and on forever and ever and ever until he come back again. So again, we thank our listening audience, and certainly we appreciate you. We love you, and we just want to just let you know that we're here just for you. So get all you can get. Well, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for the men of God that are on the line, Father God, Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson and also Prophet Corey Granted. I thank you, Lord God, for the teaching, Father, as you have poured into them, Lord God. Father, I ask you right now that you would touch every part of their being, from the top of their head, Lord God, to the soles of their feet. Father, I pray right now that their family members, their loved ones, and everybody that they are concerned about, Father, every prayer that they have prayed, Lord God, that the manifestation will come forth, Father, for your glory. And, Lord God, I thank you, Father, that as you're strengthening them, that you will supply every need, Father. And I thank you right now, Father, that they that you are established in them like never before. And, Father, because of who you are in their lives, Father, that they will be able to lay hands on the sick, Lord God, and the sick shall recover. I thank you, Father God, that everything that they put their minds to do, Lord God, that it will line up with your way and with your will, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, for supernatural increase in the name of Jesus. Father, we just glorify your name. We love you, Lord God. We appreciate, Lord God, how you satisfy them with good things, Lord God. Father, I ask you to anoint them afresh. Fresh oil be their portion in the name of Jesus. Shatarabo Ramako Shatarabele Kisa. Ha Shatarama Ko Shatarabalakose. I thank you for good health, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that they are established with divine health in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no part in their lives. I bind up, I take authority over everything that's not like God, that is trying to leak and linger into their health, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that every part of their health is established in you, Father. And I thank you, Father God, that divine health is their portion. Father, because their ways please you, Lord God, we celebrate you, Father God. Because, Lord God, everything that they say, Lord God, is in your word, Father. And we appreciate you for that, Lord God. Father, I thank you for long life. And I thank you, Father God, that even right now that you are manifesting their heart's desire as they have delighted themselves in you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the harmonious marriages, Father, that is established in their marriage. I thank you, Father God, I call their wives in, Father God, as you would have them to be on their side and by their side in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that even they would have quiet times with their wives, Father God, that they would celebrate one another, Father, in the name of Jesus, and they would encourage one another with this walk with you, Father God. And I decree and declare that they're safe, Father God, in you. In the matchless mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we thank you, Lord God, for sweet sleep as they lay their heads down, Father. Restore, renew, refresh, in the name of Jesus, and I cover them with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus be upon them. In Jesus' mighty, master's name, we say amen and glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, this has been the Wolf Hour, and we thank God first off. Prophetess Teresa, we thank God for you. Thank you for that awesome, awesome prayer. You don't even know how many things were confirmed and released in that prayer. And we just thank God for you hearing in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for that. We thank you for this, again, for the opportunity to come every week and share what God has placed on us. for the people of God, and we thank the people. We thank God for the people that have that come every week to share in this work that the Lord has assigned to us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for praying for us consistently. Thank you, prophets, for praying for us consistently. Evangelists, for praying for us consistently, and all the intercessors that are assigned to us. Thank you for praying for us consistently. Your labor is not in vain. We have been experiencing some awesome growth, and we just thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We just love God, and we want what he wants.
Yes.
And we want you to know
yes.
that it only just begun what God is mm-hmm. about to do on your behalf, on the ministry behalf, which you have give your hands to. I just see so many open doors. I see favor. I see favor and abundance coming your way, and that's for the both of you, both of your ministries, and even those doors that God has opened. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you're able to see those doors, that you're able to walk through those doors in the name of Jesus, for there's favor being released right now on your behalf for the kingdom's sake. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for it. And we'll see you next time.
God bless you all.
God bless you.